Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Since this is our home office, it's kind of our home studio for the next few weeks. The Brooklawn Diner in front of me. Good enough to come out, paying for his own breakfast, too, along with his entourage, is the mayor of Winslow Township, Barry Wright. He called in to the show last week because a listener was critical of at least one of your billboards, Mr. Mayor. Hate has no home here. The other is diversity is our strength. Welcome to the show. And first of all, before we talk about that, tell us about Winslow Township. You're the mayor there. You told me it's 58 square miles in Jersey. That's a heck of a lot of Jersey.
58.6 to be exact. And we're the largest municipality in Winslow and Camden County, and I believe we're the third largest in land area in the state.
Okay. So with that going, and you got a lot of good things there, what's the best thing, some of the things going on in Winslow?
Well, some of the big things we have going on now, you know, we've increased our ratables by approximately $60 million over the last 5 years. We have six elementary schools, a middle school, and high school that have improved dramatically. And the education of giving our children there. The Democrat Party.
People feel free to.
One guy, John Wilson, over there. When we became the majority back in 2010, we were in dire straits. We were about $1.5 million in the hole.
From Republicans?
I don't want to say. being nonpartisan, I'm not going to degrade my former.
No, I know you're not.
I mean, she was a wonderful lady. She was mayor for 16 years.
So with that kind of...
But what happened when we were at $1.5 million in a hole...
Right.
We had to do some drastic things. You know, we decreased our employees from 233. We're right about 187 now. We tightened our belt. We even had to, and I'm a former police officer. I was a police officer there for 27 years. We had to lay off 8 police officers. Actually, now we have much less. We went from 88 police officers to 73. The dramatic thing now is we have more officers on the street now than we ever did. And our crime rate is on a decline.
Well, that's all good. So why would you then feel the need or have this urge to put up these two billboards? Let's give listeners that haven't heard. The first one is the one that gets people riled up here. Me too. And since the election, we've been riled up by the hate has no home here. What were you thinking?
Actually, it said hate has no home in Winslow Township.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. You know, I have 7 children from 14 to 44. My youngest two, my 14 and 16-year-old, you know, and I try to make them aware of what's going on. I like them to watch what's on the news.
Right.
And they come to me sometimes and they say, Dad, how come there's so much hate and anger in this country? Like, you know, what's going on? And I see it even out in the public myself. And then I was riding through a neighborhood and I seen this yard sign that said, hate has no home here.
Right.
And, you know, I talked to the people that own the billboards, and I own a minor partner in one of the billboard companies, the Attigat family. And I was mentioning, I said, wouldn't it be nice if we put up a couple billboards, if we had some spaces, that said hate has no home in Winslow Township? I just think it's a great, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, we got to get away from this hate thing.
But what hate? Is there a lot of hate in Winslow Township?
No. I think in the country, everybody's mad at each other, so angry at each other. Even when you talk about some of, and I'm not, I've never listened to your radio show. The only thing I listen to is the sports ESPN 94.1 and 1060. But sometimes, you know, even the talk radio shows and even some of the cable network shows.
Right.
It's all about anger.
Did you hear me say something that was angry?
No. I said I don't listen to your show.
Okay.
The only time I listened to it when my buddy of mine, who happens to be a Republican,
well,
call me up.
I'll tell you, we are angry. Yeah. We are here in New Jersey. A lot of these people are angry, and I know you think Murphy might be doing a good job, that people are just brutalized by the attack. Do you support with this guy,
well,
Mr. Mayor?
Well, you know what? You're down on Murphy right away. Murphy just became governor, what, January 16th?
And he's already added $1.6 million dollars in taxes.
Okay, let me interject something
here.
Okay, and we learned in Winslow, when we were in that $1.5 right. million dollars in a hole, people, and I'm afraid of what we're doing in this country, too. Right away, you're cutting your revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to do some tax increases in right. Winslow Township because you can't get out of the red by just cutting services.
Okay,
what services do you cut? Now, New Jersey's in a terrible
fiscal
condition.
Wait a minute. Do you think the budget, if you went in and saw the budget, you don't think that a third of this at least we could throw out right now here at the diner and Jersey wouldn't be worse off?
I don't know. I don't know that. All I know is, as a government leader, and this is where I think people
right.
get confused. And I heard Warren Buffett say this one time. You know, as a CEO of a company, you're involved in one thing,
right.
increasing your bottom line, increasing
mm-hmm.
your profits
right.
for your stockholders. As a government leader, of course, you've got to be fiscally responsible. But more important, too, you have to take care of the needs of your community.
Well, the biggest need
okay?
is letting us keep more money in our pocket,
Well, is it really working that way? You know, in Winslow Township, in the past, you know, we've seen a 300% increase in our water bills.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Right.
And what happened when politicians go that no increase, it's politically
right.
not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't raise the tax. It's not the political right thing to do. And what happens? Then you're going to give them a 300% increase. So
let me go back to the sign for a moment, though.
Okay.
If I could articulate what people here feel and what our listeners feel, and even a guy that came up with this sign, this is the Republican counter, love lives here.
Love, I love
of God,
that.
Family, friends, country, community, and the U.S. Constitution. So, yeah, people are angry, maybe, but I don't think they're hateful. And when that sign was put up, these signs started, maybe you're unaware, right after Trump was elected. What's your thought on President Trump?
You know, when that was first said, that it's an anti-Trump
yes.
or an anti-Republican slogan, now I was on the other side to say, well, what, is President Trump and the Republicans embracing hate?
No.
No, well, now think about it. You're saying that me putting that message up was anti-Trump and anti-Republican.
It is.
My message was, let's not hate.
But who supports hate?
Well, you're saying that the Republicans and Donald Trump are against that slogan. Hate has no home here.
We're against
what's
behind it.
So then, in my opinion,
yeah.
you're saying that you're embracing hate.
Well, in my opinion.
Now, I love that song
right.
you showed me
right.
about love lives
right.
here. I love that song because I'm 65 years old. I'm at the end of that.
Right.
That passage in life. So I'm making sure I do my penance, and I want to be on good spiritual ground, you know?
Well, we're all
I haven't
that.
Always been a good
all right,
guy.
Let me give you the phone lines here, because I'm sure a lot of people want to get in to speak with the mayor. Mayor Wright, you heard his take on why he put up this billboard. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push #1210. We'll get you in to talk with the mayor, who has said, yeah, I'd be happy to hear what you have to say about this, whether you're in Jersey, Winslow Township, doesn't matter. 855-839-1210. So how big the billboards? Are these giant billboards coming into Winslow Township?
Those are 12 by 24s. We have one on Route 73, and one
right.
of them is on Williamstown Road in Sickleville.
Let's talk about the other one for a minute, too. Diversity is
our
strength. That's another one that I have don't like the undercurrent to. And I'll explain, then you can respond.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, my family is very diversified. My first
right.
wife, mother of three of my beautiful children, was
mm-hmm.
from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
My youngest two were gifts of God that we adopted in China, my mm-hmm. youngest two girls. Winslow Township is a very diverse community. Okay. We're about 34-35% African American.
Mm-hmm.
We have a growing Hispanic population as well as Asian population. And when I became mayor 6 years ago, I just think that's very important to have a diverse community. We even have the first mosque in Winslow Township.
Mm-hmm.
They bought one of our old township buildings, the South Jersey Islamic Society. But I think the more diverse, every component
mm-hmm.
of the world, every race, nationality,
right.
creed,
right.
brings something different to society. That's why America is so great.
Yeah, but I would add this too. And Dominic Joseph Giordano, I'm certainly sensitive to the immigrant experience diversity. It's when diversity comes together.
Yeah, that's an Irish name. Or,
yeah, exactly, Mr. Bear. Yeah. when it's unified, though, but often that kind of slogan about diversity is not coming together. It's separatism type of stuff.
Well, I guess that's a matter of opinion. We all have opinions.
Right.
But I got to tell you, you know, my good friends, you know, matter of fact, the guy that told me that you were talking about my billboard, or three gentlemen, Don, Kevin, and Kurt, I go to the gym with in the morning, and they're staunch Republicans. Matter of fact, my buddy Tommy Eckert's a staunch Republican. You know what? We all disagree all day long, but we're close friends. We would do anything for each other. You know, they don't find any problem with that diversity as that strength. And I mean,
they're
good Republicans. Now, that's another thing. Are you saying we should not be a diverse community?
No, not at all.
But so why couldn't that be a strength?
Because
why couldn't that be a strength?
Well, diversity is our strength when we all come together, when we all unify.
And that's what's happening in Winslow.
Okay, well, that's different than what's happening.
So what am I talking about? When you see on my billboard, it says in Winslow Township.
Right. Okay, fair enough, Mr. Mayor. Let me give the phone lines. I want to get some people in here with the mayor. Here's how you do it. So we're talking about his two billboards. And also support for Phil Murphy. You support the sales tax being raised?
I believe in the sales tax being raised because, like I said, New Jersey's in terrible fiscal condition.
Yeah, but who put it there? Democrats.
Wait a minute. No, we're in bad shape because it all started. You talk about our pension debacle. And I'm a retired cop.
Yeah.
That all started, that debacle. Not Chris Christie blamed the government employees, but no. You know where it started? Christy Whitman taking that money out of there. Right or wrong.
So,
a lot of governors after that took that money out of their pensions. Right. They should have left it alone.
Let's talk overall, though. Jersey is one of the highest tax states imaginable. And you think Republicans are responsible for that?
I think both parties are. And I think it's the same thing in this country. You know what? When you look at Washington, in Washington, they can't agree to anything except what's on the congressional dining room menu. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Same way in we got to stop the blame game. In Washington and in Trenton,
Mr. Mayor,
everybody's pointing the finger at each other.
I would say, with all due respect, stop spending so much then, and we won't complain about it.
Well, I'm not spending too much.
No, but Phil Murphy is.
You know what we do? Well, let me tell you what we do in Winslow. You know, and my auditors, and I'll talk about Harold Jennings, a great guy, retired from Bowman. They told me when I come in, you know, you can't just sit there and do like all politicians do. Mm-hmm. Zero tax increase. So we raise the taxes, you know, say a half a cent.
Right.
That half a cent keeps us from doing them 300% increases. More importantly, our bond rating has went up, which means that the bond interest on our bonds is a lot cheaper. We save a lot of money.
Hold that thought, Mr. Mayor. Okay. I want to get people in with you here. Here at the diner, a lot of folks out. Can't tell if they agree or disagree with the mayor here. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you get in. And I'm very glad to have Mayor Wright in studio. He's with us for one more segment. Here's your opportunity. Jump in right now, 855-839-1210. Let's go to Joe in Newtown next. And Joe is here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good morning. You're on with Mayor Barry Wright. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Mayor. Question like that, they always say that that sign, hate has no home here. And it's not an anti-Trump sign, but how come 90% of the signs you see the Obama swish on the bottom of the sign? It is an anti-Trump sign, and I don't think Trump has hate for anybody. Most of the people in this country are angry or disgusted. And when even your budget, you laid people off. Now, some of the people had to be angry when they laid people off.
Okay, let me explain something to you. First off, when we went from 233 to 187 employees, the majority of that was through attrition.
Right.
We took some positions that were full-time. We took them part-time.
But, Mr. Mayor,
that's what
point
you call
about
government.
About anger. We're just
and now,
people are
now
angry.
Let's get
What's
back to
that?
The hate thing and the Obama swash. Right. I don't know anything about it. I'm telling you, as Barry Wright, a man of his word, when I seen that slogan, I had no idea it was an anti-Trump, anti-Republican. It was something that really hit me off because I got to tell you what. When I grew up, let me interject something. When I grew up, my mother, good Irish Catholic woman, her name was Fitzpatrick. if we said, you know how kids get mad and say to your brother or sister,
right,
I hate you.
Right.
Let me tell you what, my mother would give you a shot right upside the head. Same way with my seven kids. One word they're not to use, the two things they can't say in the house, shut up or I hate you.
All right. Thanks, Joe, for the call. We have Patricia here at the diner, someone who's run for public office. Patricia, what's your question or comment for Mayor Wright?
Okay, my question is, when you have the sign, hate doesn't live here, when you had a businesswoman and man that owned the Pickle Deli in your location, and he ran as a Republican committee man, and he used to service a lot of your workers, and it's my understanding that you had indicated to let your workers not service or patronize his business, that his business folded in Winslow Township. And my question is, was that not a sign of hate coming from your facility?
Well, one thing, let me start with, that's an alternative fact. Jeff Fortune, who was a friend of mine, who ran for that. Matter of fact, we just had coffee a couple weeks ago at the Winslow Diner. I've never told any employee, and I'm a good practicing Catholic. My nuns, the Irish nuns, taught me there's lies, there's no white lies, there's no alternative facts. I've never told an employee in Winslow Township where, when, not to eat. And I hate to say this, the reason that I stopped having breakfast there is because my cardiologist, I've had three heart attacks, said when you're going to the gym after you eat, you're putting extra strain on your heart.
All right, Mr. Mayor, thanks for that.
So
I
that's
as many people
so
possible,
that's why it had nothing to do. There was no.
I like that you used alternative facts. That's a Trumpism there too.
Yeah, I did. Kellyanne went to Catholic school in Hammond. I teased her uncle. I said, was they a different lesson? There's a lie and alternative fact. Irish nun said there's a lie and there's a lie.
Let's go to a supporter. Yeah. Jeff in Cedarbrook supports the sign. Jeff, do you have one of these signs?
Well, I can speak to this fact, is that during that time and during the election, a lot of things occurred in which after examining it and actually seeing the forest for the trees, Mayor Barry Wright and I sat down, we talked, and I told him what I believed or what I felt as the rhetoric that was penetrating around me. And we sat down and we had a clear understanding that it was a misunderstanding. And I totally support the sign. I think it's progressive. I think that in order for us in this country to try to solve some of our issues, we need to come together. We can't
Tell you then, maybe you should have talked to people on the other sign who resent that sign. It's clear virtue signaling. It's anti-Trump. It came about right after the election. And that's why there are counter signs to it. Conservatives or Trump supporters, it's anathema to them. They know exactly what's behind it. Maybe you don't mean that, but a lot of people are saying they're not haters. Trump's elected, so you're a hater if you support Trump.
Well, I think we generalize things. It's not directly directed at Trump. It's almost trying to say, listen, President Trump, we're willing to work with some of your policies, but we don't like the rhetoric. We don't like.
Well, it is directed at Trump, Jeff. You just said it. It is directed at Trump.
Well, if it's directed at Trump, then that's the interpretation. That's his or the Trump of individuals that take it that way.
Well, you don't like his rhetoric. Is his rhetoric hateful?
Listen. There are certain things. No, there are certain things I supported President Trump, but there are certain things as a human being, as someone who's a free-minded thinker, I don't agree with.
That's fair not to agree, and I don't agree with everything on the left. But there's a difference between that and the sign saying this is hateful. Let's go to.
By the way,
yes, Mr. Mayor.
Jeff was the owner of the Pickle Deli and a good friend of mine. So.
All right. The Pickle Deli. I got to get to the Pickle Deli if it exists here.
It doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Let's go to Ken in Cherry Hill with Mayor Barry Wright on the Dom Giordano program. Ken, thanks for the wait. Go ahead.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for taking the call. And, Mayor, thanks for your time. It's interesting, Dom. I know you're juggling a lot of different things there, but you missed one thing. The mayor and many, many, many liberals, Democrats, conflate the two, and the two are not the same. Anger and hate. Anger means anger, and hate means hate. You can be angry, but you don't have to hate. I get mad, I get angry at my wife, children, friends, family, neighbors, but none of them do I hate. So I can be angry, and the mayor put those two together.
All right, I got your point. I wanted to ask the mayor something, too, about a particular specific issue. Let's drill down, Mr. Mayor. Talked about diversity there. What's your policy on people in New Jersey that are here illegally? Are you a sanctuary township? What are your thoughts on that, the people that have violated our laws that might be in Winslow Township illegally?
Well, first off, I still don't know exactly. I hear that term sanctuary city all the time.
Yes.
I don't understand exactly what that means.
It means you're looking the other way, that people that have broken the laws that are illegal immigrants.
Well, this is what my whole opinion on the immigration issue. And it is something that I really follow closely.
Right.
I think the immigration system has been broken for years, and I think we can agree on that, Tom.
Yes.
The problem in Washington is they keep pointing fingers. Once again, I'm going to bring it up.
Right, but
and
Mr. Mayor, kept,
now,
for time,
Winslow
I want to ask you, what's your
Winslow
policy?
Winslow Township, no, we're not a sanctuary city.
Okay.
But our police officers aren't involved in going out and stopping people who may look, they may
but
be
But if
Hispanic.
They find they're illegal, do they turn to ICE if they're in the commission of a crime, allegedly?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, that's always been the case.
Okay.
Even when I was a police officer, but let me tell you something, when I was a police officer, back then, you'd lock somebody up, and you'd for a serious crime, you'd find out, you'd call immigration, and, we'll see if we can get to it in the morning. And you know what? They never get to it.
But Jersey wants to be, your guy, Phil Murphy, wants to make it a sanctuary state.
By the way,
state.
I don't agree with Phil Murphy on everything, but
okay.
Let me tell you one thing
do you agree?
I'm against marijuana. You legalized marijuana. So
well,
I don't agree with
good.
Him 100%.
I'm sure you wouldn't.
So you and I agree on something.
You wouldn't come here to the diner wearing a $1,000 suit. You don't look like that type of guy.
I don't own one.
and canvas sneakers. You wouldn't be doing that, would you?
Actually, when I first became mayor, my suits were so old. I was at something at Tavistock, and the back of them ripped out, and I didn't realize. It was kind of
all right, let's take one more call. We have to respect the mayor's time. Tony in Barrington's with Mayor Barry Wright. Hey, Tony, go right ahead.
Hey, Tom. Thank you, buddy. I just wanted to say I believe that diversity is a code word for, like, open borders, you know? They use it a lot.
Mr. Mayor, yeah.
I don't get that simile whatsoever. I think they're two different things. I think, and when we're going, if we're going to talk about borders and immigration, I don't think a wall is the answer. I think technology is the answer. I think increasing our border patrols
are the answer. What would you have against a wall?
Because you know what? If a guy, because the wall supposedly, the big thing is to keep the drug cartels out.
No, it's to keep out everybody that's illegal,
yeah.
Mr.
But
Mayor.
But listen to me.
Yeah.
You see a guy, a drug cartel guy, could actually tunnel himself out of a prison.
Well, then we'll drop the tunnel on top of him when he's tunneling underneath.
Look, realistically, Dom, you talk about spending $26 billion on a wall. That's not going to work.
Why?
It's not going to work.
I've been to the border.
I've been there.
Why
do you
think it
actually
would work?
Believe it?
Of course it will.
If somebody wants to get in, they're going to get in. And what happens to the Vermont border? When I was in police work, I found out I was assigned ATF, matter of fact, for 18 months. And Mr. Wilson, I'm not going to let them take your guns.
Wait a minute. But, I don't see the Canadians rushing to get in here
listen,
to the Brooklyn Diner.
Vermont used to be a very busy immigration borderline. But I'm just saying, everybody's talking about that. The simile, diversity is our strength to immigration is I don't see this.
Okay, I don't know. That
it's
may
the
have
same
been
way as the hate thing. We agree to disagree.
Last one. Let's go to Bob, one of your constituents in Winslow Township. Hey, Bob, you're with the mayor. Go right ahead.
Hi, good morning. I was going to give Mr. Wright a hard time about our taxes, but since I seem to be the last call, I will say, living in Winslow, he's a Democrat, but he is a man of the people. And if you want to get a hold of him, talk to him. He's always available. And he is a good guy. And I do like the effort that he puts into our schools and the fact that he's always up there at assemblies and stuff. And he's a good man. And I'll just agree to disagree with him. But we do pay a lot of taxes in Winslow, and I don't see any sense in him going up. But
well, it's 58.6 square miles. It's a lot of territory.
But, Bob, let me add that. Bob, thank you very much for your kind comments. They just put out a scale of 566 municipalities in the state of New Jersey, with one being the highest taxes, 566 the lowest, We're at 449.
All right, well, Mr.
So
Mayor,
I think we're doing pretty good.
After today, I want you to be below 500. I want you to be 500 after this show today.
You sound like my wife. You want more and more and more.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. It's a pleasure
Tom,
to have
my
you.
My pleasure.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.